Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Poole. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sam Gray. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Reynaud. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spurgeon moves to second. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Simmons moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is called out on strikes. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to third. Miller moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. Miller scores. There goes Galloway trying to get to home. Speaker throws the ball into Sewell, who relays the ball to Myatt, who tags Galloway, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two runs are unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a line drive to left field. Miller throws towards first. Poole fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Poole. Myatt goes all the way around to score. McNulty moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1 Athletics. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. McNulty scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Uhel moves to second. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Feuchter fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. Welch hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myatt moves to third. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Cochran and Bishop drops the ball. That's a double steal and an error. It's 3-2, Indians. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 0-for-1 in the game. Note takes first base on ball 4. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Feuchter hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0 for 1 in the game. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Galloway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Galloway moves to second. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 2 in the game. Welch hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Speaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Myatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sewell. Miller moves to second. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-2 in the game. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Uhel. Miller moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Galloway is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Poole moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Athletics. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-2 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter fields it and throws to second for the out. Poole moves to third. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McNulty hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Note hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fuchter hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Uhel moves to second. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Juhl moves to third. Jameson moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive towards third. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0 for 3 in the game. Poole hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Galloway bunts towards the mound. Juhl fields it and throws to first for the out. Poole moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 3 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Gray reaches second base with a double. Poole scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 4 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McNulty hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Note hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Welch hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a pop-up towards third. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for Chick Fuchter. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. George Juhl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juhl is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Juhl hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.